So today, I want to ask you, what revolution do you want to start? All right, so I am here to talk today about something that actually, let me back up a little bit. So when we first actually started this channel, one of the things that we really wanted to do was provide people with the opportunity to peek behind the curtain, essentially. As a therapist, there are day in and day out for hours on end, which I don't mind. I love, love, love what I do. But for hours on end, we are essentially like these blank slates for people. And it's necessary in order to really help people navigate through their struggles or challenges or concerns and be able to do so openly and without feeling the need to censor themselves because of a trait that or a belief that they know about us, right? And so it's necessary that we are like blatant slates for people. But one of the things that sometimes I feel like that can be beneficial in what we call in our clinical world is disclosure. So self-disclosure. So there are times where we think it's necessary to share something personal with our clients because the idea is that if we do, it will somehow benefit them in the end. So it's not like we're just like talking or venting about like ourselves. If that's happening, you might want to reevaluate your therapist. But really, in all honesty, when we self-disclose something, it's because we feel like it's going to be beneficial to the client. And one of the things that I really wanted to do when we first started this channel is that I wanted the opportunity for us as therapists to be able to peel back the layers a little bit, maybe take off the mask a bit and give people the opportunity to look, peek behind the curtain, so to say, and just give us the chance to be a little bit more open about maybe some of our personal struggles in hopes that it will really help people create genuine connections. That is a passion of mine. So I say all of that to say that there's something that I want to talk about today. For many people actually don't know this. It might be quite obvious, but I actually don't really wear foundation. Rarely. I cannot remember the last time that I actually put foundation on or like concealer or anything like that. The reason for that is because for so many years, I felt like I wasn't good enough unless I had that on, unless I presented a certain way when I left my house or when I went to work or when I was out with friends or family. I just felt like I needed that in order to feel put together, feel perfect, feel good enough in a sense. And one day I just had that realization where it was almost like I wasn't wearing makeup, like makeup was wearing me. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. I didn't like the fact that I had to do that in order to feel like I could present myself to the world. And as crazy as it sounds, and I think there are a lot of people that can probably relate to that. Obviously, maybe not with makeup, but in other ways, I feel like there has to be some kind of screen up in order for people to feel comfortable enough to present themselves. And so I decided a few years ago not to wear makeup anymore. And the reason why I bring this up is because I was actually watching this one show, which I won't say what it is, but it's a reality show I was watching. And they were talking about Pamela Anderson. And as many of you guys probably know, Pamela Anderson, who is now, I want to say she's probably in her 50s, which just the thought of that makes me feel so old. But anyways, you know, we're being positive here, right? So anyways, she, I want to say it was New York Fashion Week. It was a fashion week in 2023. She decided to go makeupless. Since then, she has really not worn very much makeup. And I remember reading about that. I remember how shocked like the blogs were or just like celebrity news and pop culture and all of the things, how they were presenting that. And for the most part, she was really embraced by it. There's actually a story behind it. So I want to say that, don't quote me on this, but I want to say something like her makeup artist had passed away like due to cancer or some medical condition or diagnosis. And so it was related to some kind of personal experience that Pamela Anderson went through that she decided to do that. I love how in one of the interviews that she did, she was quoted by saying that she wanted to challenge beauty. And so she started this thing called the Beauty Revolution, which I love. And I feel like that could apply to so many things. I'm going to bring it full circle in a second. People that work with me that are my clients know that I am like a storyteller. I tell all these stories and eventually put a pretty little bow on it. But yeah, so she wanted to challenge beauty. And I love the way that she worded that. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about those of us that sometimes struggle with self-esteem. And before I talk a little bit about self-esteem, I do want to differentiate self-esteem from confidence or like self-confidence. So self-esteem is more so the way that we personally feel about ourselves, like how we feel about ourselves as people. And self-confidence is more so our relating to our abilities to do certain things, right? So today I want to talk a little bit about self-esteem. So how we sometimes feel about ourselves as people, and not just women, but just people in general. And so I shared a little bit about my story. I shared a bit about Pamela Anderson's story. I never thought that would be in one sentence. Anyways, yeah. So I talked a little bit about that and what self-esteem is. And that's something that comes up a lot in counseling sessions, are people that struggle with not feeling good enough. This statement that I'm not good enough, or I don't feel like I would ever be good enough, that is something that we call a personal core belief. Now, personal core beliefs, there's an infinite number that we can hold sometimes about ourselves. I'm unlovable. I'm not as smart as others. I am not attractive. Like those kinds of statements that sometimes we just hold on to and we cling to, those are called personal core beliefs. Now, personal core beliefs can originate from so many different places. I like to refer to all of those different places that personal core beliefs can originate from. I refer to those things as messages. We receive messages from people we interact with, like our peers, family members, coworkers, or supervisors, bosses that we might have at certain jobs, romantic relationships, like those kinds of things. So we also can receive messages from social media, pop culture, just the larger society. We can receive messages from certain religious doctrine or beliefs that we hold. And these messages that we can get from so many different places are oftentimes the ones that create and embed these personal core beliefs that we carry with us. And the thing about these beliefs is that they oftentimes will impact the way that we feel and the way that we behave, and then furthermore, the way that we interact with people. And so for me, giving that example that I gave, I just felt like I wasn't good enough without that mask, right? I felt like if I was going to present myself to the world, no, if I was going to leave my house or whatever, or interact with anyone, I just felt like I needed to be what I understood to be perfect. I knew that in order for me to break that stronghold off of my mind, off of my life, that I needed to do something drastic, that I needed to change my behaviors. And so I started working backwards. So I changed my behaviors, which then eventually, as I was leaving my house without makeup, I realized the world isn't collapsing. Life still goes on. And so the way I felt began to change. And then eventually the way that I thought about myself also began to change. And so I want to challenge someone today. What is that personal core belief that you have just carried around with you for weeks, months, years, decades, even? I was talking to someone the other day about a client that they see who is in their 80s, and I just love that. So decades, there are sometimes years upon years that we just walk around bent over carrying just that those negative beliefs about ourselves. And so my question today is, what is that personal core belief that you need to get rid of? I love how Pamela Anderson said that she wanted to challenge What is the one thing that you're wanting to challenge today? The one thing that you're wanting to break free from? Just like she created the beauty revolution, I think is how she worded it. What is the revolution that you would like to create for your life? Join us on this journey. Thank you so much for listening to me as I just share my thoughts, like whatever is just going on up here. And I love our moment together. And yeah, and until next time, I just hope that you keep reflecting.